Welcome to the Dave Cave. Welcome, fellas. Good to have you back in the cave with me. It's been quite a while. Look, we're going to get to the important part of my future granddaughter's name, but we got to start with you know what in the cave. Thank you very much. The Yankees have started the season 5-0. Let's hear it. Damn.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
That's the Yankees.
That's Aaron Boone. Yeah, and suck it, Houston, you rat-bashing cheaters.
Cheers. Didn't they throw a no-hitter the other day, too?
They did last night.
Isn't that crazy? After us?
Well, you know, I think was it Seattle? I think the Guardians got Seattle. I can't remember who they did. That's all right. You didn't do shit against the Yankees, so go ahead. You can have that, you cheating rat bastard.
Yo.
That's all right, though. But we're off to a 5-0 start. We don't have Gerrit Cole. Don't know if he's even coming back. But how good has Juan Soto looked in right field for our Yanks? Have you even watched any, Justin?
Not at all.
I didn't watch last night, but I watched the whole Houston series.
Yeah, I watched the entire Houston series. The series now in D-bat in Arizona is on too late. Although I do believe they play in the afternoon one day this week, so I'll be able to catch them there.
Listen to them on the road, baby.
7 straight games that they've played to start the season. It's unbelievable. I don't think they have their home opener until I think Friday. I'm almost sure it's Friday. But man, oh man, how much fun has it been? I even put on, and look, I don't do stuff on Facebook. We all know that. I get that. But I even put on there after the first one where they had to come back and win it and then hold on. I'll never make it through the All-Star break. This team's going to kill me with some of these games. It's been too much.
He says that about every sport.
I'm just telling
you. It's been Notre Dame, the
Yankees.
Unbelievable.
What Justin, you got to watch them. I don't know what you're waiting on. You just got to figure it out. Come on, dude.
I'll watch it.
All right, because they are just, right now, they're mashing. 5-0 to start the season. Let's just keep it rolling, boys. I like the sound of that. And since we're just staying with sports, how about our Maple Leafs? Our boy Matthews got goals 61 and 62 last night. Donald, did you watch any of that?
I did.
Did you? I thought you swore him off.
No, I've been watching him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We saw him win.
I know Justin.
We saw him
in
that open netter last night.
I didn't know he had an open net.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the
first
goal.
It ended the game. Yeah.
Well, they tried to give it away.
They did.
Because they
came back 3-4, and I'm like, dude. I looked at Elizabeth. I'm like, if they throw this, I'm just not going to watch to the playoffs. And then, yeah, he did it. So
there you go. So the Maple Leafs are playing a little bit better. And then finally, I don't know if you watched any of this last night, but that Iowa.
Oh, she's insane. We
LSU basketball.
Oh,
game.
My God.
That was probably one of the best first halves of basketball I've ever seen. Don't care men's, women's, it doesn't matter, kids. That game was unreal.
She put up 37 points.
No, she had 40-something.
I thought it was 37.
No, she was at 40.
She hit it.
That Caitlin Clark hit a three last night. I'm yelling at the TV, no. And I mean,
it was 6 feet back from the line.
Nothing but silk.
Disgusting.
She is so much fun to watch. The only bad thing about it, we're going on vacation, and I believe the men's Final Four is Saturday night. And the women's maybe Sunday.
We're
going to have to figure out a way to carve some time to watch these games.
We'll get it on. We can watch it on the beach.
Men's, I could care less about. Well, you're not going to be in the beach at night. Right. Men, I can care less about. I really don't care. UConn is the cream of the crop, and I want Purdue to win it all. I don't think they're going to do it. But that women's tournament, oh, my God. As soon as I see Kate, and she's playing Connecticut, can't wait to watch it. Can't wait.
She's a beast.
Yep. And I assume, Justin, you didn't watch any of that either?
Of course not.
You been doing over there?
He's not sportsman.
I'm not a sportsman, and honestly, the last couple days I've had off. We've been doing a lot of doctor's appointments and stuff.
Okay, I got that, and everything is good.
So we'll
make our way back to the most important thing.
So we went to the doctor again the other day, just as another checkup, and they did another ultrasound, and they got a perfect little picture of her tush. It's confirmed a girl, unfortunately.
Well, again, it's a Donny. I mean, if it is a dude, it wouldn't be much to be seeing anyway, so it's no big deal.
That's fair.
I mean, let's be honest.
Bruh.
Yeah, so.
That's me every day.
But I will say the pictures you sent, you saw the little left hand. I said to Mom right away, I said, uh-oh, this could be the lefty I've been waiting for. Thank you very much. This could be my softball player. This could be my golfer. This could be my basketball
player. But softball doesn't lead to anywhere.
Yes, it does. There's professional softball.
Free college.
Yeah, what are you
college,
talking about?
College, I'll give you. Yeah, but the, like even the professional softball scene doesn't, they don't make that great of money.
All right, who cares? I'm like your brother. Free college.
Listen.
That I'm fine with.
It's golf,
I'm saying,
tennis,
college,
and basketball, man.
It's golf. That's the
golf,
one.
Golf, tennis, basketball. She'll make a killing.
Yeah, it's because I'm telling you.
You know what? She's going to be an artist, a painter or something, and you're just going to be devastated that she doesn't like sports because he doesn't like sports.
Won't be devastated. It's my grandkid. I'm never going to be devastated. I mean, I might
be a
sit
hurt
in fetal position in the corner and cry for a few days, but I won't be devastated. I mean, come on.
That sounds pretty devastating.
it's devastated for a week, and then
no, she'll
he'll get over it.
Look, there's going to be no way in hell that this kid, any of the kids, grandkids that come along and I'm breathing, aren't going to have a golf club in their crib with them when they're 4 months old. I'm just telling you right now. Okay. Look out when you go in there to change a diaper because things are going to be swinging.
Great. Execute. Well, we know it's 66. Well, we know it's not going to be swinging because it's a girl. So.
Oh, well.
What's that?
So, well, we know it's not swinging because
no,
it's a girl.
No
so.
Swang.
No, I know. I don't want to
like
hear
that. Like
you
said earlier, Donny boys don't swing.
Yeah, no, no, yeah, that's not. Just,
speak
yeah.
for yourselves.
We're not. All right, so last time we told everybody you had a name picked out, but we were holding that because as one of our Donny don'ts, you weren't sure if you could release the name.
Don't say that.
Release the Kraken. So go ahead. You've got permission. What is going to be the name of my sweet little granddaughter?
Marley Michelle Doney.
Love it.
There it is.
Got no problem with it. Marley Michelle. Got no problem. Eminem.
Eminem. That's what one of her friends said that, and I freaking love it. She's my little Eminem.
Well, I don't want people calling her Eminem.
Oh, I'm going to
Wiggy Whack. Well. Wiggity Wiggity. White rapper style.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I'll be calling her Eminem. So that'll be her sports nickname.
Oh, that way, yeah, I guess that wouldn't be too bad.
That's what I'm saying.
Eminem brings it up the court, shoots the three. Go!
That's what I'm saying.
Crowd goes crazy for Eminem.
We'll be in the back. We'll be at the softball game. We'll be in the back right or the right. Oh, my gosh, I can't speak.
That's all right.
We'll be behind the outfield in the fences in our spot in the right outfield waiting, screaming Eminem.
Yeah, I got no problem with that. Marley Michelle, here we go. I will have you know, too, by the way, your mother has caught the bug. Did she show you?
No.
Oh, the purchases have begun.
Oh.
Weren't you in on them texts with Mom and Alex and I?
I didn't go through them.
Oh, jeez.
He doesn't read his phone.
Okay.
You guys pay for his phone. He doesn't look at it.
Okay.
The poor guy.
Let me take a deep breath because I know he's in the throes of fatherhood.
What?
What?
Justin, start looking at your phone.
I go to Alex. She typically
Justin, start looking at your phone.
TLDR is good enough.
Listen, you are now in charge of a grandchild. I need to be having full access.
Oh, yeah.
Start looking at your phone. Start returning your calls. Start returning your texts. What in the hell is wrong with you? How hard is it to look at your phone and send a message?
He can't. he simply can't.
How
he's
hard
never
is
been
that?
Good. He's never been good at it. He doesn't wear his watch. Do you wear your watch?
No, but
he
I
doesn't wear his watch.
I know exactly where it is.
What good does that do you?
None, because he doesn't know when he gets a text. Now, I will say this. If he sends you something, generally he'll respond to that. But if you start a cold call, nah. Good luck.
You better start answering that thing. You got too much responsibility now not to be answering it. What was that?
That was lightning.
That was thunder, dude.
Was it? Well, again, it's been crazy weather here. So, I mean, I had to go into work tonight because it got bad. Of course, here. All right. Answer your text. So there you go. Just to go back to this. This is what I love about the job where I'm at. Local radio station. You know, I told Mom she gets home. And I'm like, all right, I got to go to work. It's bad out. Got to get information on. Got to make sure we're getting the stuff on the air. So I'm home maybe 10, 15 minutes. And the guy who owns the radio station says to me,
love him.
Maybe you guys need to make sure this is getting on the air. And I went, I went in and just got home. We had all that info plus the fact that a shelter opened for folks. And then he gives me a thumbs up.
Good job, Dave.
I mean,
proud of you.
Guy owns
it's not like
station.
You haven't been doing this for like, you know, almost 20 years.
I know. Guy yeah. owns the station. It's like, hey, I think we should get this on the air. No shit.
That's crazy.
He's such a redneck.
I know.
Such hey, a redneck.
Leave him alone.
He's a redneck.
We love him.
We do.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be here without him.
I don't know anybody who doesn't like John. Yeah, that's funny you bring that up. Because I thought about that driving home from work today.
What?
How this move, because we will have been in this house for 17 years on the 4th.
Crazy.
So think about that. How would our lives be different if we had never moved down here? I thought about this driving home today.
Drugs. Okay, sorry.
Well.
Sorry.
Don't, he already can't sleep. You're right. You're right. We would be on a way different path. Who knows where we would be today.
But did I'm you glad- just say drugs?
Oh, my God.
Where are we from? Krakren.
True. Akron's not really in the best of locations.
What is wrong with you?
Can we get back to the whole how our lives have changed a lot instead of talking about
all right, yeah, let's get there,
hypothetical drug use?
But I mean, think about that. I mean, 17 years on the 4th, we will have been in this house. Now, just don't think of anything else. Picture this basement when we moved in here.
I can see it in entirety.
I know.
Completely empty, naked. I could see it all.
I mean, think about just this room. What has happened here? Forget you guys growing up down here and friends and girlfriends and blah, 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 and jobs. I mean, just think about where we're sitting.
It's the spot. I got sad the other day when I was watching the Yankees at home. I'm like, man, kind of wish I was in the cave.
Well, I don't know why you didn't come over.
I know. We've been busy.
This thing has been full force every weekend.
I know.
Opening day was like Christmas for me.
I know. It always
I had
is.
The Dodgers Cardinals on the left TV, the Yankees in the middle, and on the right over there, I had the Reds and the Nationals. I was in heaven. I mean, absolute heaven. I told Mom last night we should have been down here because I could have had them all three going again last night. I just yeah. sat upstairs.
I'm trying to think. I think I've now officially been down here longer than I have in Akron.
Well, yeah, of course you have been.
Well, when I went back to school up there.
For a long time, yeah.
Yeah, when I went back to school up there, it kind of reset the clock.
Oh,
I was more
yeah,
in Akron longer.
Yeah, well, Justin, definitely.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're, what are you, 24?
Four.
So you've been down here 17 years. Yeah. You were just, you know. Yeah, this is your majority of your life.
Yeah, it's crazy. I thought about that like once couple months ago. Just like, wow, my entire life. I can't even. Akron doesn't feel like it exists anymore.
I don't know. Don't ask me why. I was just driving home today. I was thinking, God, it'll be 17 years on the 4th that we've been down here.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff.
I mean, just think about it. I mean, the friends you've made, the girlfriends, Mom's job. I mean, actually, if you think, Mom is the one who's really made out.
Yeah.
Being at Ohio State and her job.
Oh, we've been saying that for the last 10 years. Mom's the one who got the better end of the deal out of all this.
About time she's had to put up with me for how long? But, I mean, you at Ohio State, I mean, that's great if you decide to go back to school.
Yeah.
You work at Ohio State. David, you worked at Ohio State for a time, too, didn't you?
Yeah, for a year.
Yeah.
I will retire from Ohio State.
Well, again, I got no problem with it. Can't think of better places to work if you want to be in the medical field in Central Ohio.
Especially with the new tower they're putting in.
Yeah, that's a good point. But yeah, it's hard
to believe. That's also a crazy thing to see because I've been watching them build that for the last couple of years. I remember there being nothing, and I've watched them build every level of that hotel because I could see it out of most of the windows of my patient's room.
Not a hotel, hospital.
It basically is a hotel.
It is, yeah.
Well, it's not a hotel you want to be in.
True.
I mean, come on now.
Cheap bastards won't put in any food.
What?
They're putting no food in that new hospital.
Oh, like food services or whatever?
Yeah.
No, they have to have food services.
No, he's talking about like Wendy's.
Yeah, they're just keeping the Wendy's that they have in the old crappy university hospital. Like, put something better. Give us a Spubby. Put a Subway in the hospital. Give us a Chinese restaurant, something. Nobody wants Wendy's.
He said a Chinese restaurant.
What, do you want Annie Ann's, too? You might as well call him up.
What, do you want a food court?
I know.
Most hospitals have one.
A food court? No, they don't. They have a nice cafe.
Yeah, they have a couple restaurant places that you can get actual food from.
Dude, you're telling me they're not going to have a nice cafeteria like that little Bucky's things where you can get coffees and all that stuff.
They're going to have to put a little cafeteria down there because they're not going to have everybody walk around.
I mean, they're not going
to
put a freaking Smith & Wolensky in there.
Why not?
Jeez, on Pete. Oh, my God. It is a beautiful building, and it will be very nice when they get it finished.
I like Columbus.
What's that?
I like Columbus where it's at. I know it's going to grow a lot more, but
I'm worried you're going to move.
Me?
Yeah. I'm worried. Yeah. I'm worried you and Elizabeth, because her job, it seems to me like she'd want to move.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. We'd have to stay in Ohio, though.
Well, yeah. I don't know. If you're going to stay in Ohio, I don't know why you'd move from here.
I know.
This is the spot in Ohio right now.
I know.
I'm just saying. But yeah, 17 years will have been down here. It's so hard to believe. But it's been great. I mean, to me, it's worked out for everybody. I mean, I can't say that it hasn't.
I'm doing good.
Justin, obviously you have, David's got Elizabeth, you have Alex, you got a little one on, little Marley Michelle on the way, Eminem.
Eminem.
Yeah, so I mean, again, I think it's worked out great. We've got made great friends down here, the McDonald's, you know, the Browns, although they moved to Florida, which kind of stinks.
The Burnses
down the road here. I mean, how good has this worked out? And I got a riding lawnmower. What more could I ask for? Speaking of which,
I saw it was cut. Looks
second
good.
Second cut, baby.
Looks good, baby.
That's the second cut on that grass.
Looks good.
I got it in before all this crap hit.
They need to do ours, damn it.
Yeah, I know. They haven't cut ours yet. It's freaking a jungle out there.
Yeah, it's literally like almost a foot tall.
I know.
Since, I mean, at not all? Once. Not one time?
Not one time.
Whoa. Yeah, so I would have thought they'd have been on that.
Getting out of there.
Let's update our puppies, too. Rudy had some L surgery.
Oh, God.
The big whack.
Yeah. He lost the gonads.
Dog's version of a cut.
Yeah. Let's just say he's going to be a lonely man.
Yeah. But he's so cute. That's the problem.
I know. He's a ladies' man.
All the lady dogs will be all over him. He'd be like, I can't. Yeah. I'm sorry. Blame that guy.
Yeah.
So he's actually, we'll get into our vacation. He's staying here for a few days. Vinster was over not too long ago. He's still a wild one. I mean, hilarious as always, jumping up and down. It was so funny. He jumped on my lap and just kind of made a loop. Like, hey, I'll just jump on you, buddy, and just keep
He loves everybody, jumping. Man. Once he gets to know you, it's game over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he is a good dog. I like Vinny. Don't get me wrong.
Like, even at home, we'll go upstairs and he'll jump on the footstool, dive bomb off of it to whoever's on the recliner.
Right.
And then we'll lay down for a minute, let you pet him, and then he jumps off and then goes to the next person. He can't sit still.
Oh, I told Alex, y'all better watch out because that dog ain't going to know what to do when that little one comes along.
He'll know exactly what to do when that little one comes along. Oh, he's been around nothing but little ones.
Found yourself a little one?
They got Alex's 5-year-old little brother and then her 2.
Yeah, but he wasn't there
nieces.
When they were infants.
No, that's true.
That's what I'm saying. Because he ain't going to know. He's going to be like, oh, hey, looky here. Something to play with.
Maybe.
So, but yeah, good to have the dogs around. All right, heading on vacation.
Oh, my God, I can't wait. Give me
road.
So
I
bad.
I put my vacation responder in today. I am off, and I leave tomorrow.
You did what?
My notification that I'm out.
Oh, okay.
The vacation
okay.
responder.
Oh, okay.
Like basically piss off, I'm not working type deal.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no problem with that. Now, you're driving. Uh-huh. You guys are leaving tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
And the itinerary is?
Tuscaloosa.
You're
first.
Going to Roll the Tide Country.
Yes. That's where we're driving to. It just happens to be Tuscaloosa is a nice stopping point to New Orleans. Because it's like 9.5. It's 9.5 according to Apple Maps, which is not like counting stops.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let's step right there.
What?
Should I be using Apple Maps or Google Maps?
It depends on what you're doing.
No. Why?
Because one's better for the city, the other's better for road trips. Road trips, you use Waze.
I don't have that.
Well, that's the one that shows you cops and stuff.
I don't
and construction.
I don't worry about that.
I love it. It's
okay,
great.
Forget, get back to my... Why would it be any different from city to just driving? If I'm putting in a place... Which one? If you were to say, Dad, this is the one you should use. I know what Justin already said. He's Apple.
I am. I'm Apple. Mapple is what I call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I use
I'm
that.
Mapple
I use Apple
all the
Maps,
way, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Why not Google?
I don't know. I just started using Apple Maps over time.
I think Apple. I just like how Apple's looks a lot better.
Yeah.
Is looks it cleaner. More up to date?
I think
well, they both get updated constantly.
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
They do have like I've seen things like when I go to my friend's house in Heath. None of them know where his house is. Like, you'll punch in his address, and it just completely stops out of nowhere. Like, they all have, like, their similarities and differences where they just, like, can't map stuff, but they're pretty on par with everything at this point. Again, the only reason why I like Waze for the road trips is because it does, like, crowdsourcing data, so that way if somebody reports, like, a pothole, you know, something on the road, police,
right.
It's nice. But, because Apple really can't do that. But yeah, I don't know.
Because I don't know, because Justin got mad at me the one day. Said, what are you using that one for? I'm like, well, what?
You use whatever. Like, you use whatever your preference is.
No, I want to know which one is the best one.
I think Apple's the best.
I use Apple in the city, or if it's going somewhere I know that's less than like 30 minutes and I really don't have to be on the highway for that long. But I also like Waze because it tracks your speed, does all that stuff. Tells you when the speed changes because your car does that.
Yeah, mine does it on
mine. Mine does.
Mine gets screwed up. The other day, Mom and I are coming from the Blue Jackets game on 670.
Oh, there it goes.
I started speeding up. I'm like, what are we doing? Going 85 miles an hour because it said the speed limit was 85. And I set my thing for 7 miles and over, so this baby was hitting 92.
Yeah.
It was trying to get there.
I know, yeah.
I'm like,
I don't know
why.
You have to contact
that.
The dealership about that.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I would think
that
would get over-the-air updates, but maybe I don't know how cars are.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's another reason why I like Waze on the highway in an area that I'm not familiar with, because it'll tell me what the speed limit is if I haven't seen a sign in a while.
Yeah.
So.
But Apple Maps tells you what the speed limit
is. It does. But again, I like it telling me my speed. Again, it's all about preference at this point. Honestly.
Yeah, again.
We could talk a while about Apple and how they're getting sued, too, because that's a...
I don't know about that.
Ooh.
What happened there?
You didn't hear, but the government sued Apple. Kind of like how they sued Microsoft back in, like, the early 2000s.
For what? Like
everything. Like, everything. They're suing them about how you can't message Android people easily. You can only use Apple Watches with iPhones. You're forced to use specific payments on the App Store. Like, it's basically they're arguing that Apple is basically a monopoly in itself because they own 70. It's like around 70% of the market share in the United States.
That sounds about right
for phones. So they're saying that they're effectively killing competition because, and it's really bad with people under our age group, like teens now currently. And I think it's something like 90% of them have iPhones.
Yep. Is that the big one? Because remember when the whole smartphone thing started, I had that Samsung.
Well, you had a BlackBerry.
You had a BlackBerry.
Well, BlackBerry to me, I'll tell you what, I always said this. If they'd come back to that, I'd be right there.
There's a lot of people out there like that.
That thing was awesome.
Yeah.
I had no problem with BlackBerry. Now, I admit, I like this better, the iPhone, than I did that.
The Samsung?
Because I always had troubles with that.
Yeah. That's how it was with Android when they first came out. They weren't really user-friendly.
Yeah, because I think this is easy.
Oh, yeah.
I do think this is
a lot of people agree. That's why it's very popular. But there's still people that use Samsung and Google and all that stuff for phones. But yeah.
I didn't know that.
The EU also did this a year ago with Apple, too. Where not as strict. They did the same thing where it's like it's harder to text. Payments have to be redone. You have to have different app stores because there's only one app store on the phone. And that all just went live in the EU. But yeah, basically, since they're getting sued by the American government, they might get actually hosed like really bad.
I doubt it, but that's all right.
They did with Microsoft back in the day. They basically said, hey.
I don't know. I mean, what do they want them to do? They want them to share all their information with. I don't get that. I mean.
No, it's not. They're not trying to get the proprietary stuff. Is they're trying to get it more open and accessible for everybody to use.
I don't know how it's not.
You can only use this if you have an iPhone.
And that's how it should be.
Well, see, that's their argument the government's saying is it shouldn't be like that.
It should be. This is the Apple Watch, and it should be just for that. I have a problem. Have everybody else come up with their own damn watch.
I know, and they lose.
Samsung did. Samsung has their own watch.
I was going to say.
And it sucks.
It does.
All right, well, that's not Apple's fault.
I know. Well, that's what Apple's saying. Again, it's a back and forth. But regardless of whatever way it goes, it's going to set like huge precedent.
I say it is kind of annoying, too, sometimes how we can't use Apple products with non-Apple products. It honestly goes for Apple users, too. Like, say someone has, like, a laptop that they want to use their AirPods in, but they can't.
Well, you can. It's just a pain. Like, it's
right,
not as easy.
But I'm saying make it easy.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Like, I'm okay with some quality of life changes, but...
Again, the biggest thing, all I want them to fix the whole texting thing between Android and iPhone.
It is
because if you're in an Android group chat or if you're texting somebody with Android and they send you a photo, it's all tiny and grainy because they never set up a proper connection for it.
Okay, now I'll give you that.
Yeah, just give me that. Or if I can FaceTime other Android users, that's fine too. Because again, whatever.
That's why people get iPhones.
Yeah, it's just that's all I use my. That's the main reason why I still keep my iPhone is because I can FaceTime. I can use my watch with it, and the texting's way better.
Well, I can tell you this about this Apple Watch. I don't know what's been going on, but this thing's not holding a charge. It's died on me the last several days. I'm like, I'm starting to get pissed off. I'm about ready to go back to my Citizens.
You
I am.
You need a new one, yeah. Just get an old
battery. Just get a battery or something.
Why? My Citizen didn't need a battery. Well, Echo, baby.
Whatever. You need that for other reasons than just keeping time. So.
Well, I'm not arguing
that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're using that for other stuff, too, not just keeping time.
But I don't use it for anything other than when I'm working out.
That drains a lot of battery.
It does.
How does that drain a lot of battery? Because
it's capturing data every, like, microsecond of what you're doing. It's tracking your heart rate. It's tracking your steps.
Your movement, everything.
Yeah, it's counting calories for you. Yeah.
It never died like that before.
It's because it's old.
It's old and you can't use it all the time.
How old is this thing? I think we looked at it a while ago. It was like 2 years old.
No, I had to get... Are you trying to tell me 2 years old is really old for an Apple Watch?
For a battery? Yes, that's how long batteries last. You can go get the battery replaced for like, I don't know, $80 or something. So you don't have to buy a new one.
$80?
Yes, because they have to take it apart.
Yeah, and then you'll go back to having your couple day life charge.
Well, how much is a new watch?
Like 400? What do you mean? Yeah, I was about to say like $400. Would you rather spend 80 or 400?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Honestly, with his heart stuff at this point, might as well get him the nice one.
He already has the one that does all that stuff.
Are you killing me off?
No, I'm trying to save you.
I like that being on your wrist all day.
It doesn't track. You guys crack me. It doesn't tell you if you're having a heart attack.
Yes, it does.
No, it tells me all the time.
It tells you if you go into AFib.
AFib. It doesn't tell you if you're having a heart attack.
It'll tell you when your heart rate's too high.
It will do that.
I get that.
You can check your heart rate whenever.
It'll tell you when it's too low. I've gotten both alerts.
That. Yeah, I don't have to worry about that.
Why are you getting alerts?
What?
What do you mean you've gotten both alerts?
It for some reason went off one night when I was sleeping saying my heart rate was low.
What was it?
Once. It was at like 40.
Damn!
Yeah, I was in a deep sleep. I checked my sleep tracker. I was like, damn, I was out.
That happens.
Yeah. But 40? That happened once.
40.
Yes.
Hell's bells.
And I got alerted the one day when I was going a little too rough with Rudy. We were going at it for like a while.
What'd it get up to?
Like 160 or something?
That's not bad.
I mean, I'm at that a lot. Yeah. I was joking with a friend of mine. I'm like, he's like, yeah, I can barely get mine up to 90. I'm like, dude, I go to the bathroom and mine hits 100. I'm like, what are you talking
about?
Yeah,
again, and it tracks your, like, if you notice over like a week, if it has a high heart rate, it's like, hey, you probably should get that checked out.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it sends you like heart alerts too.
Well, wait a minute. What model is yours?
I have the expensive one.
Well, of course you do.
Well,
that
was when he gambled and made a lot of money. Yeah. He used his winnings to get the really nice watch.
I did. I basically got this for free.
Yeah.
Gambling? What gambling?
This was forever ago. We talked about it. You even yelled at him for it.
Yeah. I don't remember. Well, I saw some look like a new tattoo over here, so I don't remember anything.
You don't? It's crazy.
Yeah. Find out from your mother the other day. We have a secret supply of. Not a lot of money, but she's got
the security fund.
Yeah, security fund.
There's $100 in their safety deposit.
Yeah, security fund.
Box.
I'm like, what? We have $100? What?
Let's go.
Emergency fund.
I'm like, where did this come from? I told you about it. I'm like, no, you didn't. So I'm like, what is happening here?
Anyway, back to the trip. I'm going to Tuscaloosa first. I'm going to see if I can go to the stadium there. Just to say I saw it. And then we're going to New Orleans for a day and a half.
Now, hold on, man. Let's go back here to Tuscaloosa.
Tuscaloosa?
Are you going to go to a bar or anything?
No, because we're probably going to get there late.
Because, you know, I need a coaster.
Well, I mean, if we do get there and it's a little bit early enough for me to get a
Get me a Roll Tide coaster or
something.
Maybe
a pretzel or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just go to a bar and say, hey, I need to get a coaster for my dad. What do you got? As long as it says something Bama.
I mean, you know how many times I've done that for you before. So.
Oh, I know. I got them here.
Not that hard.
All right, so you're in Tuscaloosa, but you're only there for the night.
Yes, and then we leave to go to New Orleans, which is like a five-hour drive-ish.
All right.
And then we're there for a little bit.
So hold on a minute. That's Thursday you'll be in New Orleans.
Yes, Thursday through Friday evening.
Okay.
Yes.
Through Friday evening.
Yes.
Where are you leaving Friday evening?
To Beaumont, Texas, which is basically like a hotel stop. On the way to Padre.
So you'll be in Beaumont then Friday night and then drive into Padre on Saturday.
Yes, which is like a 7-ish hour drive.
Okay.
And then we'll meet you guys. We'll probably get there about the time you guys get to the Airbnb.
Okay, so then we'll finish up your trip here. So then you're going to be in Padre with us for the entire week?
Yeah.
Then what?
Then we go to Austin.
Okay.
For 2 days. And then we drive from Austin to Memphis and get some barbecue there and stay the night. And then we go to Nashville for a night.
So, how many days are you going to be on vacation?
2 full weeks.
So, you'll be back 2 weeks from tomorrow?
Yes.
And then you're working Thursday and Friday?
Yes.
And then we have Rudy tonight, tomorrow night, and then we take him to the kennel?
Yes.
And then we got to pick him up and have him here after we get
Monday,
back.
Yes, Monday, Tuesday, and then we'll
pick him Sunday, up. No, Sunday,
Monday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then we'll pick him up Wednesday.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you're flying out with us.
Flying out, baby.
Good luck.
What are you? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
We talked about this last time with the whole Boeing thing.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'll be flying Airbus. That's all I'm saying.
I ain't worried about that. I was worried about the, you know, they're calling for snow later this week.
Are they really?
Yes, to God, honest to God, they are.
Ohio weather,
no accumulation, but still, get me the hell out of here. All right, so you guys are driving, or we're picking you guys up.
Alex and I said, we'll take an Uber. We're 5 minutes from the airport. Why would we cram a car full of people, especially if we don't know if Aunt Christie's coming along with an arc? Like, how many cars are we taking to the airport?
I know I'm driving, so I don't know what anybody else is doing. What is Maddie doing?
Dude, I don't know.
This is logistics that don't.
Mom said she would talk to the women to figure it out, because I talked to mom yesterday, or on my way home from work the other day, and we had this same conversation. She said she would figure it out.
Okay,
well, conversation for upstairs.
Yeah, I'm saving that. I'm out of that.
Yeah.
All right, so we all get in on Saturday. Do you know how much fun we're gonna have?
I cannot wait. Put me on a beach with a drink. That is all I want: sunshine, ocean, or a pool in a chair with music, relaxing.
The weather looks
good. Nothing more, nothing less. Get me away from the hospital. Get me away from this crap weather. Let me relax before this kid comes. Damn it, that's all I want.
You still got plenty of time.
Wow. He just went off.
He went off for like 30 seconds there.
Wow.
I need this vacation.
I think we all are kind of due, except you guys just got back.
No, yeah, again, this is just,
I'm itching to get out of here.
I mean, I haven't been on a vacation since we went to Canada.
For the bachelor party?
Yeah. Last time I had off was for Jake's wedding.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Well, you were
Ocean
in
Ocean City.
Yeah, but you guys went and did something, I was going to say.
But yeah, that was the last time I had off.
Wow.
That's why when they told when I put in 2 weeks, they're like, well, he hasn't really taken off any time in a while, so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I might as well go. I mean, God, go
I love my job.
It. I got no problem with that.
I really love my job.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to my team.
I just want to get down to that house.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got a half a basketball court in it.
Yeah.
In the house.
Dude!
They have the basketball there. If not, we'll go buy one and leave it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they've got one in there.
Yeah, you know.
Got a pool. Can't wait to get to that. And a hot tub.
It's got a balcony. It's got multiple balconies.
I think mom and I got the third
floor.
This is
the most bitchin' house I've seen.
What's that?
Got the third floor too, baby.
What?
I said I got the third floor too, baby.
Oh, I thought there was only one bedroom on
There's
the third.
There's three.
Up there? Yeah, so where are you guys at?
I don't know. Wherever they tell me to put my shit.
Yeah,
yeah, again, that's fair.
What do you care? I mean,
right? I don't care where. As long as there's a bed for me to sleep in, who cares where I
bring
sleep?
Your money for your food and your drinks? That's all you gotta worry about. Yeah,
damn straight.
And you're gonna play golf?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring my clubs. Okay. I have to bring them up.
Yep,
it'll be my first time out because I haven't had the weather and how busy it's been.
There's
got
to be
a
driving range down there.
Oh well,
golf courses may have their own.
Godspeed.
I'll come caddy and just drink.
You can drive the cart. I got no problem with that. I got no problem with that whatsoever.
Little boys' day.
Again,
the weather looks nice. That's all I care about. As long as I'm at the beach 90% of the time, that I'm allowed
to be. And look, like I told mom, do you want it to be sunny? Of course. All I want it to do is be warm, though. That's all. I mean,
who
if it's
if
overcast
it
a little bit. No, I don't want any rain. I mean, that if it's overcast, that's fine. I want sun. I want to work on this golden tan.
Nobody pisses me off more on the planet when it comes to tanning than you do.
The Persian tan.
It is so, and the fact that it doesn't pass on to me and David pisses me off.
I still tan.
Oh no, you guys tan. Justin,
I
you
don't.
Get to, yes, you do.
I burn.
You don't remember when you were.
When
that's because you
kid,
sit out there.
Yes.
That's because you sit out there the very first damn day with nothing on, and we tell you not to do that.
That was dead. Yeah. That, yet again, like that was when you were a kid. That was when I was a kid. I know better now.
Yeah.
But I burn, and then I don't, and then it goes back to being just white. It doesn't turn into a tan like it did when I was a kid.
You got
to
work it. You got to lather up properly.
I do every hour.
Not every hour. That's too much. It's a science.
You got to just watch the old man.
Yeah, it's a science.
You put on your 4, and I have to put on my 100.
So he can immediately put on 4, yes. That is a jealous moment. We have to start off with the little heavier stuff.
Well, I've learned as I've gotten older, I got to start off with a little heavier because I do get burned.
What, 10?
Pretty much.
Shut up.
30, Justin.
10 or 15, yeah.
I start out with 50.
No, that's too much.
Yeah, you're killing yourself.
Yeah,
with
then you're
that.
Not really getting the sun.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You do 30, you work your way down throughout the week, and then you end the last 2 days.
Yes, and then you start,
four.
And then you throw that 4 on, baby,
and then you
go.
Then you get gold.
Then you go. Yeah. Just watch the old man.
Yeah,
that's all I got to say. Watch the old man.
Just get me there. It's too. Well, it's again, so close. I can't.
When do
taste
you? What, when is your last day of work?
Thursday. Yeah. So I work the next two nights. I just wanted to.
What about there. Alex?
Tonight and tomorrow night, and then I think that's it for her. Okay. She's done at Red Robin until she comes back, and then when she comes back, she's at the UCA desk for the rest of the.
Yeah, she's working
hospital.
Too much for me. We got to cut her back a little bit. I'm just telling you, that's my granddaughter.
I understand, but I can't. I'm not going to stop a woman who likes to hustle.
I know, but she's got to remember that. That's got my offspring in it.
Well, her life's going to get significantly easier when she gets back from vacation.
Good. Yeah, because she needs to take a break, I think, a little bit. So we get down there. I don't know what I'm going to do the first day. Usually you're a little tired the first day when you get down there.
Yeah, Saturday we're probably not going to do much except get dinner.
Yeah, we'll probably go to the beach and the pool. That's
It'll be like 2 o'clock.
I can't remember what time we get in, Justin. Do you remember what time we get in?
It's on the calendar, which my...
No, on the calendar. You actually know the time flights. We're getting in?
Mom has the flights on the calendar.
Mumsy.
Oh, well, that is true. Come on. Yeah, that is true. I forgot.
I'll tell you here in a second. You guys get in.
I got it. 2, 3 o'clock.
Yeah. You guys don't land at the airport till 3. So by the time you get to Padres, I think mom said it's like a 30-40 minute drive.
Yeah, but that's, yeah.
So you're looking around like almost 4:30.
That's jumping the pool time.
Yeah.
That's not beach time.
Let's get everything set
time.
Up.
Yeah.
Get chill.
Because yeah. You got to get all the rooms.
Order a pizza.
Well, no.
What?
Isn't there a spubby close by?
A spubby? Whatever. There's going to be sports on. We can chill, relax, drink.
Yeah, that's what I said. I think that'll
socialize.
Be
socialize.
Honestly, David, we should put one of these TVs in the back of the car and set it up outside.
No, they have a big TV at the place.
But we put it outside.
Why would we put it outside?
By the pool.
I'm not taking a TV. My car is going to be sitting in hotel parking lots.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm just messing.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I was joking.
Now we could cheese Best Buy.
Well, wait a minute. Why can't we take like that little computer screen?
Well, no. I like where David's going. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I was about to say we could cheese Best Buy.
What is cheese Best Buy?
You
mean?
Buy it. Oh, I don't like it.
Return it.
Oh!
The classic.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It didn't fit my taste. I'm taking it back. What are they going to do? It happens all the time.
Oh, my God.
That's how tech channels make
people do that for the Super Bowl all the time.
My boys are going to be the only two. They're going to walk into a Best Buy in Padre Island on the first day, buy a 90-inch TV, and then a week later take it back and be like, sorry.
No, I didn't like it.
Get out of here. We're donies. We don't roll like that.
I didn't like it.
Smart? That's our fault.
No.
Listen, we don't do that ever.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Never. I've
purposely
never
bought something and then returned it.
Hey.
I'm just telling you, learn that
don't
from your aunt.
Don't give me the option if you're not, like, if I can't, they'll let me do it then.
But, yeah. I mean, why wouldn't we take that?
Why would I take that when I could get something better?
True.
Look, as my good friend Sergeant Salt said, I know nothing. I see nothing. I know nothing. But I know this. If I'm sitting in that hot tub, I'll be happy to go click.
Yeah.
Get a game on.
We'll think about it. We'll think about it.
Jeez.
I mean, the amount of money we screwed Best Buy out of over the years.
I mean, there might be a TV in the bedroom that's not, like, mounted that
yeah,
we could take
maybe
down.
Oh, now that's a good idea.
Yeah. We should probably take that Roku stick, though, or something.
I'll bring my Apple TV.
Oh, there you go. Done deal.
Okay.
Well, Alex needs her Simpsons.
Well, then you want to give it to him. You don't want to take it on the plane.
Well, yeah. Well, no. Why?
I wouldn't take that on the plane.
Why?
Why?
Well, this Apple TV thing?
Yeah. The box.
Box, yeah. It's not going to break.
I'll leave it in my carry-on. Like, I'll put it in my backpack. They can check my backpack.
No, you would put it in your luggage that they check because they won't take it. It's got no batteries in it. You can do that. Or, you know, if we go to Best Buy, box it right back up.
Oh, jeez.
Hey.
Although, I got to be able to watch my Yankees.
Work harder, not smarter.
That's
right. Oh, wait, it's work smarter, not harder?
It's work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Well, we got to be able to watch the Yankees.
We'll figure it out.
All right.
It ain't that big.
We'll figure it all out.
Yeah.
I got no problem.
Well,
sure we can get it done.
That's where we'll be, though, so no podcast for 2 weeks. This will be uploaded Wednesday, the 3rd.
To be fair, this one was late the first time because you and Mom got sick like a couple weekends ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys were down bad.
Well, I started that new medicine and found out right away, brother can't have as many beers as he'd like.
Rip.
And that was just brutal.
Maybe it's time to go the other route.
Well, I have asked Mom. I have not. We had friends over here Saturday night watching, again, all three TVs, and I think I had 2 glasses of wine and 1 beer all day, and that's it. I mean, I can't.
Did it put you in a loop?
Yeah, did it make you feel weird? Like, were you sick?
Yeah, it made me feel weird. I had my head stuck in a toilet.
Oh, you were actually vomiting.
That's it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was
2 beers
bad.
And a glass of wine?
No,
vice versa.
From the 2 weeks ago when I was sick.
That's it?
What do you mean?
You only had a beer and a glass of wine?
No, that was just this past Saturday, but 2 weeks ago when you guys were
supposed
to
come over.
Oh, you
had your normal endeavor then.
That's when I didn't know it would be so impactful, and it was. And your old bathroom got a workout. I even slept in your bed that night because I knew I didn't feel good.
Damn.
It was bad.
Damn.
Yeah. The head was in the toilet. It was not good.
There's a Sour Patch Kid that isn't sour. It's more of the other indulgent.
Man, it was.
Try that route.
It roughed me up, and I'm like, nope, we're not doing this again. So, brother's been easing in on his drinking, let's just say. And again, not like I'm an alcoholic, but, you know, when we're together, we like to have a couple of beers.
Yeah.
So, woof, it was bad. I can't do it. Just can't do it again. So, we'll see. So, we got the vacation coming up. We got the Yankees are doing well. We got little Marley Michelle, little Eminem. Anything else that we're... I feel like we're missing something. Like something happened. I don't know why.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I don't remember what it was. Again, it could have been that important, so who knows?
True.
I just don't remember.
Sports.
Yeah. You got the car fixed. That's good before you take
it. Yeah, there was nothing. Again, it was just a part that went bad over time.
But it is fixed because I told you.
Yes, the tire pressure light is not on.
Okay.
We're good.
Yeah. Because I told you when I drove it that day, I'm like, that there's got to be
a way to
fix this.
It was on for 6 months. I thought it was the winter, and I kept filling up the tires, and they were already filled. I'm like, whatever. And then they're like, well, it's maybe the spare. So I tried filling the spare. You know, it's whatever.
All right. Well, as long as we're good to go. So you guys just need to be careful on your trip. Is Elizabeth going to do any driving?
Hell no. Passenger princess.
Wow.
She'll be navigating. Unless if I am tired. You know me. I like to drive.
No, I know. I get that.
I'll be out on the road.
And you're using Apple or Waze?
Waze on the highway.
The whole way.
The highway Waze. Yes.
The whole way.
Yes.
All right. Well, and you've got it all planned out. You know where you're staying and all that kind
of
stuff.
Got the hotels booked.
I thought you were Airbnb.
Hell no. That is way. Okay. That's another thing to bring up. Airbnb is expensive unless if you're doing like what we're doing with the family at the beach.
Oh, so don't do it like if you got to stop somewhere and go somewhere.
No.
Oh.
So you're better off going back doing hotels.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, I didn't know. Just always remember, man, make sure you got your wallet and your phone.
Wallet, phone, keys.
That's just all. Well, you know you won't have the keys because you can't get in the car, but you got to make sure you got that wallet with you and the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget that at all. And you will be on the plane Saturday.
That's right, baby.
Pack light. Don't pack too much, especially if I have to pick you up, which I think we are.
Okay.
But we'll get all that figured out. So we'll be back in. We'll have a wrap-up. We'll have a post-vacation podcast for everybody. We thought about taking it down to Padre, but
it's
a little
too much.
Too
much
yeah,
stuff.
Too much.
I'm already lugging everybody's stuff.
Although, how funny would it be to have your Uncle Gary on one?
He'd be like, huh? What's that?
It'd be funny. I don't care what you say. Gary would be funny. And Sean, too. I can't. That's what I can't wait. Get on his boat. Cannot wait to get out on his
boat. Sean's just a good time to be around.
I know, but to get on his boat, that's going to be a blast.
I can't wait.
Yeah, can't wait. So we'll fill you in a couple weeks, y'all. Have a good one.